بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. To all of the viewers of Deen TV. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We thank definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the favors and bounties that He has bestowed upon us, for indeed we will never be able to show enough gratitude and thanks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray salawat and taslim upon the best of mankind and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a means of tabarruk for us as well. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah, we have covered so far the methodology of the Nabi alayhi salam. We have covered his sunnah and how important it is to us. We've also covered the most important thing is who is the man, and that was the character and models of the Nabi alayhi salam, his ethics as well as his physical appearance and the way he was balanced in every way. Indeed, today inshallah ta'ala we'll be continuing about the best of mankind, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but from a different perspective. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this beautiful prophet, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you, as Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, except as a mercy to all of creation, not to mankind alone. ولكن الحجر والشجر أيضا, indeed also the tree, the stone, everything of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi alayhi salam was sent as a mercy to. So we say alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. Today inshallah ta'ala we'll try to speak about the miracles of the Nabi alayhi salam, because you see this Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not just guidance. This Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كانت مبينات, it was absolute proof, absolute methods of convincing people to be certain that this indeed is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatest miracle of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we get into that, the whole life of the Nabi alayhi salam was a miracle. The Nabi alayhi salam in every aspect in his life, you could see this indeed was a true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in everything you would find a sign and a dalil, a proof to it. For indeed the Nabi alayhi salam was, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him, وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, indeed you were created and built upon the greatest of character and models. But with this in mind is the proofs, the miracles. We look at the life of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we take a few steps back. And we start off with the birth of the Nabi alayhi salam. For indeed, like I said, anything you look at the Nabi, you'll be able to see indeed it's a miracle. There's a hadith that was mentioned by the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one of the Sahaba, Abi Umama radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, he asked the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, ما كان أول بدأ أمرك, Ya Rasulullah, what was the beginning of your time? When did it start for you? And the Nabi alayhi salam then responded and said, قال أنا دعوة أبي إبراهيم وبشرى عيسى ورأت أمي أني يخرج منها نورا أضاءت منها كسور الشمس أو كسور الشامي. The Nabi alayhi salam then replied and said, I am the answer of my beloved father. And who is that? The Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I am what Nabi Isa alayhi salam had brought glad tidings to the people of Israel. And as well, he says, وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي, and my mother saw when she gave birth to me, أَنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا نُورًا, that a nur, a light that is unexplainable, came out of her. And she said that the nur was so severe and so bright, أَضَاءَتْ بِهَا كُسُورَ الشَّامِ, that all of Sham is Palestine, Syria, Iraq, all of these beautiful countries, may Allah place mercy upon them and grant our brothers and sisters that are there easiness. Amin Ya Rabbal Alameen. This place, she says, it would entirely light up all of the palaces of Sham. That is how much nur came out of her when she gave birth to the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Rabbi alayhi salam as well, on another occasion when he spoke about when he started, is he says, كنت نبيا وآدم كان, that I was a prophet when Nabi Adam alayhi salam was already created. This is the miracle of the Nabi alayhi salam, that his nubuwwah was already being placed in its form before the Nabi alayhi salam was even sent to this dunya, because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined everything before its time. Another hadith, ma rawahu Ahmad, speaking about the birth of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and how miraculous it was. It is said, rawahu Ahmad, Imam Ahmad narrates the hadith, he says, anna Iblis la'anahu Allah ranna arba' rannat. That Iblis, Satan, he shouted about four times in his life, screaming, talking about severe screaming, shouting to the tip of his voice, so on. Four times he mentioned, and he says, أول رنة كان حين لعن. The first shout or the first scream was when he was cast out of Jannah, out of paradise. The second one, he says, رنة حين أهبط, حين أهبط, that the second one was when he descended on earth. ورنة حين ولد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And as well, a shout and a scream that he could not help himself the day that the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was born. Also, the day that the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was born, Fatima bint Abdullah, she narrates, she says, حضرت ولادة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرأيت البيت حين وضع كريم تلا نورا. That the day that the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was born, I was there and I saw in the house that the house lit up with all of this light, and there was actually absolutely no light, but it was almost as if there was lights on, and we know that time there was no lights. But this is how much nur was in the house and in the room where the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. She continues, says, وَرَأَيْتُ النُّجُومُ تَدْنُو حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّا سَتَقَعَ عَلَيَّ. And I saw the stars, I looked up to the stars. She says she looks up to the stars and she sees the stars are so bright. And then she realized that the stars are so wide and big. So she thought to herself that the stars are coming closer, meaning it is going to fall upon them. So immediately she says that I ran for cover in order to make sure that I'm protected. But that was because of the nur of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that those stars were bright and shining so much. She continues, she says, وتذكر أمه آمنة أنها لم تجد حين حملت به صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تجد النساء من شدة الحمل. And as well, she says that Sayyidina Amina, she mentioned that the day she gave birth to the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, she felt absolutely no pain. No pain. Can you imagine? Right now, a lot of women like to speak about, you know, men will not be able to handle these pains. But Allah has honored this mother so much that she had and she gave birth to the best of mankind. And that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with absolutely no pain. Look at Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Maryam went through a lot of pain when she gave birth to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And the ayah describes it when she says that she had so severe pain that she wished that she could die. But unfortunately, that's not a disadvantage or dishonorable thing. That is the nature how Allah created mankind and created women in the way they give birth, that yani there is pain. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the seal of prophethood and the master of mankind and the best of rusul, best of messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his mother felt absolutely no pain. What a miracle is that? Huh? Indeed, definitely a miracle. She continues, she says, وَقَدْ وُلِدَ مَخْتُونًا مَسْرُورًا, that the Nabi alayhi salam was born circumcised naturally. Allahu Akbar. The Nabi alayhi salam was born naturally circumcised and he was a happy baby. She says, وَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهُ وَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضُ مَكْبُوذَ أَصَابِعَ يَدَيْهِ مُشِيرًا بِالسَّبَابَ, that when he was delivered, and because of this nur, this light that came out from Sayyidina Amina, everybody was astonished and everybody was shocked and they were surprised and they were looking at this beautiful occurrence, and unfortunately they forgot about the baby coming out. And as the Nabi alayhi salam came out, this riwayah mentions, unfortunately the Nabi alayhi salam fell softly on the bed, and she says when he fell on the bed and he immediately started to point with his finger, the Tawheed finger, the one that shows that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the miracle of the birth of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the start of his life as a miracle. Allahu Akbar. And if you go through the life of the Nabi alayhi wa sallam, you see so many various miracles and things that happen that is unexplainable. And it can only indicate that indeed, this was indeed the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then did he send his messenger بدين الحق, with the truth, with first of all guidance, huda, guidance in order to guide mankind, ودين الحق, and the truth religion, the religion that is based upon truth. What does that mean? Absolute proof, absolute certainty, absolute conviction. This is very important, because indeed, as we mentioned, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only guidance, but is absolute proof that nobody is able to challenge Jamaat al-Muslimin. If we look at the character of the Nabi alayhi salam, we looked at his sayings, we looked at his actions, everything indicated that indeed this man was a true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Sha'rawi, he mentions, he says there's a difference between the miracles of the Anbiya and the miracles of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, the difference is that all the Anbiya and Rusul, their miracles was specific time, specific place, specific people. But our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his miracle is preserved until the day of Qiyamah. What miracle is this? Is the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-munazzal ala rasulillah, the one that was sent upon the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, كُلَّوْ إِنْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the greatest miracle of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, challenges all of creation. And he says, كُلَّ وَنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِ, that if jinn, meaning the jinn that is on the that are a creation that are from the unseen world, and ins, which is mankind, had to come together, trying to help one another and bringing forth something of this Quran. And in other riwayat, other ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, walau ayah, even one verse, they will not be able to help themselves in bringing forth even one verse. Why? Because this is not meant for creation. This is the Creator Himself speaking to us through the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِي, that indeed no contradictions, no errors, no mistakes, nothing is able to be found of such in the Holy Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has been proven, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that has been proven through all of history. Everybody that tried to challenge the Quran, they were not able to bring anything forth. Even poetry. You know, in poetry you have rhythms and you have tunes and you have all of these different rules and structures in order to struck a poem. When they try to place these rules and regulations upon the Quran, even though the Quran sounds so melodiously beautiful, and to some they might think it's poetry, but it's not. So when they try to even place these type of rules and tunes and all of these things upon the Quran, it does not absolutely make no sense. What does that tell you? That indeed this is not the word of creation. This is the word of the Creator. And this is the miracle of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no other book is able to claim such a high state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speaking about this great miracle of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, that indeed we have sent down this dhikr, meaning the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will preserve it until the day of Qiyamah. No other book can claim the preservation that the Quran was granted to be preserved until the day of Qiyamah. And this is the difference between the Nabi alayhi salam's miracle and the miracles of the Anbiya that were before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the greatest miracles of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ, at least when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, that indeed the hour has near and the moon has split. One day the Rabbi عليه السلام brought all the Sahaba and all of Quraysh all together, and the Rabbi عليه السلام went to show them one of the greatest miracles that they have ever witnessed in their lives. And the Rabbi عليه السلام stood on one of the mountains in the middle of the night, dark, but the skies were clear. Everybody could see everything. And some narrations even mention that other people from other countries were also taking note on what's happening. Because what did the Nabi alayhi salam do? As the Nabi alayhi salam was standing in the middle of the night, he pointed towards the moon and he did this, and the moon started to split. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documents that in the Holy Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people that were documented, history from other countries, Bilad al-Sham, they will tell you in Palestine there's a riwayah that says that the people of Palestine at that time as well witnessed this great event and this great miracle when they saw that the moon split into two, and that indeed was one of the signs and miracles of the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nobody is able to deny that indeed that shows that this was a true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, speaking about the Quran, one day the Rabbi alayhi sallam decides to go to the Kaaba. And this happened, this occurred at the time where the first hijrah happened. The first hijrah towards Habasha, when the Sahaba left to Habasha. And as the Sahaba left to Habasha, the Rabbi decides he's going to go to the Kaaba, he's going to make two sunnah raka'at, and he's going to make salah. And guess what surah he chooses to recite? One of the most powerful surahs that speaks about the Nabi, and that is Surah Al-Najm. Now Quraysh, as we said, this Quran in itself, just by the language, was a miracle. That even though Quraysh were the people of Ahlul Fasaha, they were the people of the language, so much so that no other language at the time could come close to Arabic and its richness and how beautifully it was structured and the rules and grammar and all of these things. And these people were artists in the language. If you spoke about them, you would see that when they speak to each other, they speak in a poetic way. And that was normal conversations. These guys were good. And when they used to listen to the Quran, they knew that this was indeed just but a miracle, and it was the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the Rabbi alayhi salam is standing in front of the Kaaba, and he starts to make two sunnah raka'at, and then he starts to recite the surah. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى. And the ayat continue. And the Rabbi alayhi salam, in the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, where he makes a qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an oath on the stars, a sumba on the stars. And he says, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, then indeed your friend has not gone astray, your companion has not gone astray. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he does not speak out of his own whims and his own fancies and his own desires. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى, but it is wahi, a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the man utters. And Quraysh are listening to the ayat, and they are contemplating, they are pondering, and they're listening very, very attentively to the Nabi alayhi sallam. And the ayat continued, and it comes, the riwayah, the hadith mentions that when it came to the Nabi alayhi salam reciting these verses, أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ, with these verses in these ayat, do you find it a mockery? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ, and you're laughing about it, and you're going on about it, and you're making fun of it, and you're not crying about these ayat that is warning you about what can happen. وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ, and you are keeping unto this. Remember, Quraysh are listening attentively to these ayat, these words. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا, prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sujood and worship Him. Do you know that the kuffar, when they heard this, as the Nabi alayhi salam was reciting this miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the miracle of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you know that the kuffar in the state of kufr fell down into sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helplessly? Can you imagine that? Fell into sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helplessly, and they could not help themselves. Why? Because they felt the power of the Quran. And what more better to listen from the one that guides and the master of mankind, and that is in the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so many beautiful stories, Jamaat al-Muslimin. But one of the miracles of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I like to mention is that the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day when it was at one of the battles, and the Nabi alayhi sallam, they were busy preparing for the battle for 3 days, and the Nabi alayhi sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he narrates this hadith. He says that on the third day, the Nabi alayhi sallam was helping us prepare, and there was this rock that they want to move out of the way. and nobody could destroy this rock. Everybody tried to hit the rock, nobody could destroy it. So what do they do? They go to the Nabi alayhi salam and informs him. And the Nabi alayhi salam then comes and he hits the rock, and the rock miraculously breaks. But as he hits, the point of the story that I want to mention is that as he hits the rock, Jabir ibn Abdullah sees the stomach of the Nabi alayhi salam, it uncovers, and he sees that there's a stone that is tied to the stomach of the Nabi alayhi salam. And then he remembers and he thinks, Ya Allah, the Nabi alayhi salam has not eaten for 3 days. Imagine, for 3 days, the Nabi alayhi salam is working with him, preparing for this battle, and he has not eaten for 3 days, and immediately he thinks to himself, this needs to be sorted out. And he asks the Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, please come with me, and he invites him to his house. And Jabir ibn Abdullah then tells his wife, look, what do we have to eat? What can we prepare for the Nabi alayhi salam? And the Nabi alayhi salam then, sitting there, she says, look, we have sha'ir, wheat, and we have a small sheep, not that big, and maybe inshallah you can barbecue that, you know, braai it, cook it, and with the sha'ir, with the wheat, we'll make something to eat. And then Jabir ibn Abdullah does that, and they prepare the meal, and they bring it to the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not big, it's about a plate or so, not that small. I mean, not that big, it was a small plate, small sheep, so you can imagine how much meat there was on the plate. So what does Jabir ibn Abdullah do? He tells the Nabi alayhi sallam to eat, and the Nabi alayhi sallam gets up, and he goes to the door. And he shouts to all of the Sahaba, come, the food is ready. Imagine all of the Sahaba, such a small plate, and everybody is going to eat from it. And Jabir, because he's very worried and concerned of the Nabi alayhi salam, because the Sahaba, they took the Nabi alayhi salam as their life. They loved him, they honored him, they cherished him, they did everything for him. So therefore Jabir, because he was afraid, he knew that if the Sahaba come, the Nabi will not eat until everybody ate. That was the character of the Nabi alayhi salam. He will not eat until everybody ate, and then he will eat. And that means to Jabir that there will be not enough. Meaning will be up. So Jabir tells the Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, please, there's not enough. You eat. And the Nabi alayhi salam tells him, no, don't worry. Call all of them to come in 10 groups. 10 in one group, 10 in another group. The one finishes, the other one comes in, they leave, and so on like that. And it continued until the whole army was fed. And then it was asked, Ya Jabir, how many were you on that day? And he says, we were 1,000 soldiers. Allahu Akbar. 1,000 soldiers that ate from the blessed hands and the blessed Mubarak presence in the presence of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hafidh Abu Abdul Rahman, he narrates, he says, in another riwayah concerning this hadith, he says, أتى جابر بن عبد الله إلى رسول الله فعرف that he saw that the Nabi alayhi salam was hungry, as we mentioned. And then he continues with the hadith, as we mentioned as well. And then he says, فأمره أن يأكلوا ولا يكسروا عظما, that the Nabi alayhi salam ordered them to, when they eat, they should not break the bones of the sheep. They must keep it in intact. So then he says, ثم أنه جمع العظام في وسط الجفنة أو الجفنة فوضع على يده ثم تكلم بكلام لا أسمع إلا أني أرى شفتيه تتحرك. So he says that the Nabi alayhi salam then ordered together all of the bones that was left of the sheep and placed it in one big bucket. And the Nabi alayhi salam then started to recite something, he says. And he says, I could not hear what the Nabi alayhi salam was reciting, except that I saw his lips were moving, reciting something. So he says, فَإِذَا الشَّهْ قَدْ قَامَتْ تَنْهُضُ أُذُنَاهَا فَقَالَ خُذْهَا فَإِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْ لَكْ. So then the Nabi alayhi salam, after uttering these words, the Nabi alayhi salam then, he says, after the Nabi alayhi salam utters his words, he sees miraculously, can you picture this? Try to picture this. Miraculously, the sheep comes together and it is up and alive again. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This was one of the miracles of the Nabi alayhi salam. So much so, he was astonished and he was shocked. And the Nabi alayhi salam always says, here's your sheep for you and your wife. Because they did not eat yet, so the Nabi alayhi salam wanted to make sure that they eat as well. فَإِذَا الشَّاكَتْ قَامَتْ وَمَضِيَتْ وَحَتَّى أَتَيْتُ بِهَا الْبَيْتِ. And then he said, he brought it to his wife again. فَقَالَتْ لِيَ الْمَرْأَةَ مَا هَذَا يَا جَابِرْ. She said, Ya Jabir, what is this? What is this that you are bringing? فَقُلْتُ وَاللَّهِ شَاتُنَا. He says, wallahi, this is our sheep. Can you imagine? التي ذبحناها لرسول الله, the one that we slaughtered for the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثم دعا, and he says, then he explains to her that the Nabi alaihi wasallam made du'a, دعا الله فأحياها لنا. He called upon Allah and he prayed to Allah, and Allah granted that the child was alive again. فقالت إني أشهد أنه رسول الله, إني أشهد أنه رسول الله, إني أشهد أنه رسول الله. Indeed, I bear witness that he is the Prophet of Allah. Indeed, I bear witness that he is the Prophet of Allah. Indeed, I bear witness that he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another riwayat, there's one of the miracles of the Nabi alayhi salam as well. There's so much, wallahi, brothers and sisters, we will not have enough time to speak about it. Wallahi, it captivates you. One of the riwayat as well. One day the Nabi alayhi salam sitting, it's also one of the battles, and they need to take wudu, and there's a whole army, and all they have is a small bucket of water. So what happens? The Nabi alayhi salam takes the bucket, and then he informs the Sahaba to make a line, and he's the one that is going to pour. Another thing also, while the Nabi alayhi salam was giving at least the Sahaba eating the meat of the sheep that we mentioned, the Nabi alayhi salam, and this is the lesson for us, the Nabi alayhi salam was serving them. Imagine the best of mankind serving the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. And that is a lesson for us, that we need to always humble ourselves, and we need to be there. There is absolutely nothing wrong in serving your brother in Islam, no matter what status he is, no matter what status you are. There's always that example of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he served them, and on top of that, while he was busy with the water, he served them. So what happened? The Nabi alayhi sallam placed the water in his palm, and the Sahaba started to drop from his hands, and the whole army was able to take wudu and drink from it and make salah. Can we still deny that this is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we still in our correct mind think that this is anything but the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, that Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent to this world in order to show what is true religion and what is true deen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding, and inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the means of valuing and seeing the worth of these miracles of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa salli allahumma ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa sahabihi wa barik wa sallim, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.